Thank you, Jane. And now a few more news stories. A church group in Norwich has lodged the second bid to open a car wash off a busy road after its previous plans were rejected. The Redeemed Christian Church of God has submitted the car wash plans on Plumstead Road to Norwich City Council. The site, off the main Plumstead Road, behind the Age UK charity shop and Tesco's Express store, is currently a car park and next to a disused bowling alley and the Wild Stallion Dance Ranch. Both of these buildings are owned by the church. If approved, the car wash, which would create 5 full-time jobs, would be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Mondays to Saturdays and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sundays and bank holidays. A similar bid by the church, which also included the introduction of a pay-and-display car park, was refused in December last year, after concerns were raised over pollution, noise disturbance, loss of privacy for neighbours and increased traffic. At the time, a council officer advised the church to move the car wash, which was then proposed to be next to houses, to a different area, after some homeowners in neighbouring properties wrote objections. In the latest application, it is now located outside the former bowling alley, which was damaged by fire in 2005. In 2015, planning permission was granted to demolish the building. The new application was lodged with the council at the start of March and is yet to be decided.
Controversial proposals for a petrol station and a drive-through KFC and Starbucks have been revived, a year after councillors turned down a previous scheme amid fears that Norwich's drinking water could be contaminated. The plans for the development in the heart of the Postwick hub, close to the connection with the Northern Distributor Road, have been resubmitted to Broadland District Council. The previous application by applicants Monty Blackburn and Pigeon Investments was rejected by the Council's Planning Committee in January last year. Councillors turned it down partly because of concerns raised by Anglian Water. The water company feared potential contamination of a nearby water source, which provides drinking water to more than 60,000 people in Norwich. The petrol station's 3 proposed underground storage tanks would have sat above a chalk deposit from which Anglian Water extracts groundwater. Despite the applicant's assurances such tanks had never leaked, councillors voted to turn down the scheme by 9-2, with a second reason for rejection that the site was not allocation for such use as retail. However, the revised application seeks to overcome the concerns which were raised last time. A decision on whether to give plans for the site next to the A47 and the A1042, the go-ahead will be made by Broadland District Council's Planning Committee in due course.
New schools for children with special educational needs or at risk of exclusion are set to open in East Anglia. Norfolk, Suffolk and Essex will all get new schools under the government scheme to improve education for children who face additional challenges in mainstream education. As part of the initiative, 37 new special free schools and 2 alternative provision free schools will be opened around the country, providing 3,500 new school places. The 4 special free schools in the east of England will provide more than 300 places, including 170 in Norfolk and 60 in Suffolk, for children with social, emotional and mental health needs, autism spectrum disorders and speech, language and communication needs. The Department for Education said every region in the country will get a new school, for which the government will cover capital costs. Applications will now open to find providers to run them, including community groups, teachers, charities and existing education providers. Norfolk County Council is already set to invest £120 million in special needs education in the county, building three new schools in the next 3 years and making 170 more places available in special resource bases, SRBs, in mainstream schools.
The cost of building a landmark visitor centre in the heart of the Broads has doubled in less than a year. The Broads Authority hopes that developing the attraction at Acle Bridge will boost tourism and get the public thinking about climate change. But a report leaked to the newspaper reveals some serious challenges. The centre would need to attract around 90,000 visitors a year to bring in enough money through parking charges and a cafe. The site is also too small for the centre, meaning that the authority needs to buy neighbouring farmland. The total project costs are also unknown, the authority said. When it launched a design competition for the centre last year, the budget was £750,000, but several different sources have said that number is now twice that, at £1.5 million. It is in discussion with the New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership for some of that money. But critics also point out that the building would have to be constructed on a floodplain and the authority would be asked to judge its own application. The authority will follow its normal practice in determining its own planning applications by using an external planning consultant. The building is designed to demonstrate sustainable development principles.
He has kept his loyal customers happy with countless espressos and bowls of pasta. But after more than three decades in the restaurant business, Roberto Cimelli is hanging up his apron strings. Mr. Cimelli first opened Café Italia, as it was known at the time, in Orford Street in Norwich in 2004. Running the business for 6 years before selling up and retiring in 2010. But after 2 years, Mr. Cimelli grew bored with retirement, and when he saw his old premises was up for sale, decided to go back into business. Having returned to the premises in 2012, then renamed it Presto, Mr. Cimelli, who is in his 70s, said this time around it felt like the right time to retire. We have built up a relationship with our customers, and 95% of them have been here since we were Café Italia, he said. We created a social club. The customers all know each, and they all meet for lunch, and they come two or three times a week, and I'm going to miss that because they're almost like family, and that's going to be really hard.
Shoppers were stunned as officers arrested a man in McDonald's. Day one of a citywide knife amnesty got off to a dramatic start as police swooped on McDonald's after a report that a man threatened to stab a woman. A host of officers were already spread out across Norwich city centre, sweeping the streets for weapons as the week-long amnesty began when the call came. They dashed to the fast food restaurant in Hay Hill at just after 1 p.m. to detain the suspect who'd threatened a diner. He was later led away by police as shoppers and workers on their lunch break looked on. Sergeant Mark Shepherd said the woman who'd been in the restaurant had gone to Bethel Street Police Station to report that she'd been threatened by a man who said he was going to stab her. Norfolk Police is one of 44 forces across the country involved in Operation Sceptre, a week of action taking place to highlight the risks of carrying a blade and targeting criminals who use and carry knives. Last year, 643 offences involving knives or bladed weapons were reported to Norfolk Police, compared with 550 offences in 2017.
Patients and carers are being invited to help shape the future of mental health care delivered by Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust, NSFT. The second in a series of events being facilitated by NSFT, so people who use the trust services can have a say in the development of services, is being held at the King's Centre in Norwich on Tuesday, April the 2nd, from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. It follows the first away day held in Ipswich in January, just under 100 people with relevant experiences attended, and three main work streams were set up to look at induction training, communication, and the recruitment and interview process, the outcomes of which will be fed back on April the 2nd. A buffet lunch is included. If you would like to attend, please contact Dawn Edwards at dawn.edwards@nsft.nhs.uk or call 01603 421 414.
Well, that's all on this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from Alison Aplin
and Don Cleaver.
Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and a feature on the history of one of Norwich's most famous and beautiful cemeteries.